Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed representatives, it is with great honor, joy, and enthusiasm that Brazil participates in this consultation on the human rights and mental health held in the context of Resolution 5212 of the Human Rights Council. I extend my greetings to Mr. Volker Türk, to Mr. Tedros Adhanom, and here Ms. Joanna Fischer and Ms. Michelle Funk also. I would also like to acknowledge our authorities present at this moment, and I warmly acknowledge the valuable presence of the representatives from international organizations, states, intergovernment organizations, and especially those who share their lived experience, include organizations representing persons with psychosocial disability and those engaged in mental health. I'd like to extend a special greeting to those who have worked diligently to make this consultation possible. These individuals often perform anonymous yet essential work of the highest quality and dedication. It is through the diversity of representatives and the competent effort of many that we gather today to affirm the rights of persons with psychosocial disabilities and those who are occasional or frequent users of mental health services. I come from a place in Brazil, the Northwest region, where we learn from a very early age, I would say ancestrally, that no right is granted, all rights are fought for. If the existence of rights is difficult to attain, realize their consistency is even more challenging. This consultation not only activates local and regional levels in its calling, but also flows into powerful movements of debate, exchange, and proposed aimed at advancing better practice for human rights and mental health in global context of promoting human dignity. We must cultivate a new cycle. We hope that states will take concrete and consistent commitments with appropriate measures, adopting policies that eliminate discrimination and promote the legal capacity, autonomy, and community inclusion of individuals with psychosocial disabilities. Additionally, there should be intersectoral collaboration to replace the age-old logic of guardianship to support and care, always with the participation of persons with psychosocial disabilities. I'm immensely grateful for the opportunity to be here in this space of exchange to revitalize our commitment to a strong global agenda for human rights and mental health. João Cabral de Melo Neto, a fellow native from my region in Brazil, in his masterful work, Morte e Vida Severina, includes a passage that I carry in my soul. It says, "It is difficult to defend life solely with words, especially when it's this life that Severina sees. But if I could not respond to the question she posed, life answered with a vibrant presence. It is only with the presence of persons with disabilities that we believe life will improve. I'm immensely grateful for this moment. Wish a fruitful consolation for us all. Thank you."